brought salad today.
Like to call us back in. We are going to come back to reports of select committees. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, listening audience, Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met this morning, April the 24th, to consider Bill Number ONCA 2365, an act to authorize $200,000 of residual assets in the Capital Asset Fund to the Cultural Center for a fire suppression system and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Joe Tillman. Co-sponsor was Congressman John Maker. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Bickhorst. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCR 2312 is a resolution to approve a fiscal year 2024 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 2312 pass?
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCR 2313, a resolution to revise and approve the fiscal year 2023 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 2313 pass?
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 2325, an act to amend ONCA 2295 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $10,000 for the Kahika State Club and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2325 pass?
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 2332, an act to authorize and appropriate $10,000 to the City of Fairfax for the purchase of an ADA-compliant forward-walking pool ladder and pool safety equipment, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll wait my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2332 pass?
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 2334, an act to authorize and appropriate $3 million to the executive branch for the senior housing complex construction project in Hominy, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll wait my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2334 pass?
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 2356, an act to amend ONCA 2295 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $431,456 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Thank you. I just want to make one comment. This is, once again, we've had a busy session and a hard session where we had to make priorities of the spending. So there are some people who were funded and some people who weren't funded. And now we've had racing to the podium to squeeze in some more funds, and we're passing them and taking care of them. So there were some people that were left behind, and I just wanted to make the announcement that, all we're doing is waiting for more funds to be confirmed out of the Treasury. And when we get those funds, we'll back up and pick up those that were left behind. I just want to remind everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2356 pass?
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman? Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 2358, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $764,305 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Bickhorst. How do you wish to proceed?
Close.
Thank you. Does any member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker and colleagues. There's been a pretty lively discussion over this issue. This piece of legislation started out at $1.2 million. And the biggest cost in that $1.2 million was for attorney fees. And the other was something that we can address a little later. So I agreed to an amendment to cut it down to just the attorney fees. And that's what this bill is for, to catch the Minerals Council up with the wind farm case and the attorney fees. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2358 pass?
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
I abstain.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2360 is an act to authorize $105,300 of residual assets in the capital asset fund to be utilized for fencing by historic preservation and by harvest land for grow lighting and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2360 pass?
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. Those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 2361, an act to amend ONCA 2161 to reduce the appropriations to the executive branch and ARPA funds for the continuation and completion of CARES Act projects by the amount of $615,908 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2361 pass?
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. Those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 2362, an act to amend ONCA 2214 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $615,908 in ARPA funds to the executive branch for the CARES continuation projects for the harvest land and butcher house and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2362 pass?
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. Those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 2365, an act to authorize $200,000 of residual assets in the Capital Asset Fund to the Cultural Center for a fire suppression system and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2365 pass?
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on confirmation of appointees.
I make a motion to confirm Mr. Marvin Stepson to the Veterans Memorial Commission.
Second.
Motion and a second to confirm Marvin Stepson to the Veterans Memorial Commission. Is there any discussion about the appointee? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Marvin Stepson is now confirmed to the Veterans Memorial Commission.
Speaker, I vote yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Okay, Marvin Stepson is confirmed to the Veterans Memorial Commission. We are still on confirmation of appointees.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Bickhorst.
I make a motion that we confirm Mr. Ray Lashley to the Traditional Advisory Cultural Committee.
Second.
Motion and a second to confirm Raymond Lashley to the Cultural Advisory Board. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Mr. Lashley is now confirmed to the Cultural Advisory Board. Moving on, we are now on motions and notices.
Speaker.
Who is that? Congresswoman Stabler.
I move to authorize the Speaker to transition the members of Congress over to the Osage Nation 401k plan and to make all actions necessary to facilitate the transition.
Second.
Motion and a second. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman Stabler.
I move to designate Congresswoman Shaw as the trustee to the current Congressional 401k plan.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. Give me just one second, please, to update my agenda. I want to notice the members of communication receipts that we received on Friday and your trackers. We had actually printed the tracker and put it out for everyone. And then maybe 20 minutes later received communication from the executive branch. So signed legislation for ONCA 2348, 2349, 2350, 2354, and 2355. ONCR 2309 was also signed. And we will update the tracker later today to reflect all of that. And then we received vetoes for ONCA 2351, ONCA 2352, and ONCA 2353. We are still in motions and notices.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, I would like for you to please read the veto message for ONCA 2352.
To the Honorable Alice Goodfox, Speaker of the Osage Nation Congress and members of the 8th Osage Nation Congress. Pursuant to the provisions of Section 11, Article 7, and Section 14 of Article 6 of the Osage Nation Constitution, I hereby transmit my objections to ONCA 2352, entitled To Amend Title 26 to Decrease and Increase Certain Registration Fees and Taxes to Limit the Number of Disabled Veteran Complementary License Plates to 2 and to Establish an Alternate Effective Date. There is no documentation on public input by taxpayers affected by this legislation, and the alternate effective date would make the bill a law immediately, which will impact taxpayers essentially without warning. And based upon these objections, I hereby veto ONCA 2352. Sincerely, Jeffrey M. Standingbear, Principal Chief.
Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to override the veto.
Is there a second?
Second.
There is a motion and a second to override the veto for ONCA 2352. Members, this will take 9 votes. You may speak from your seat. You do not have to speak at the podium. Every member gets to speak once. And only for 5 minutes.
Speaker, I'll begin the discussion.
You have the floor.
Okay, thank you. So, in my message, Assistant Chief, back to Kahika, I respectfully disagree with his veto message. I find it baffling that Kahika would veto piece of legislation that's actually coming out of his branch. Principal Chief Standing Bear vetoed this bill based on the issue that the public had no notice of tax law changes, and nothing could be further from the truth. While it is true that it is not a change in regulation requiring a notice and a comment period, this law did go through the legislative process that is open and public. The bill filed, heard on first reading, sent to committee where it was discussed in a public meeting with notice, then heard on second reading before the Congress, and finally on third reading where it was voted on. Again, we didn't hear any objection from the chief's office, nor any amendments, and no member of the public appeared during the committee meeting to object or advise. So the argument that the public would be blindsided is just ignoring the facts. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. Any other member? I have just a little discussion. I was part of the Congress when Chief Standing Bear took office in 2014. The Tax Commission existed prior to Chief Standing Bear taking office in 2014 as Principal Chief. He He was a Congress member, and he asked for legislation to basically disestablish the Tax Commission Board, and he had reasons why. And I, he asked me to sponsor it, and I did. And so the Tax Commission Board was disestablished, basically. And a few years went by, and then Congressman Tillman had a meeting with, I believe, Speaker, at the time, Speaker Walker, and who is now the Assistant Principal Chief, and the Tax Commission Board and Principal Chief Standing Bear, where it was decided to reestablish the Tax Commission Board. And the body voted to support that. And it was my understanding at the time, it was to, and the same people were placed on the board that were on the board when we disestablished it. The same people, individuals were put on there. But it was my understanding it was to heed their advice and send them out to different things and trainings and whatnot, and we would follow their lead on an advice on what needs to be done with our tax commission. So I feel like we're not on the same page there. We disestablished the board, then we reestablished the board, and now they're coming to executive and they're providing some information that they think is going to help the nation. And I agree with you. It's something coming from the executive branch. So I'm unsure as to what is going on, but just wanted to give that information, that background information. Is there any other member that wishes to speak?
Speaker.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I have to say that when this piece of legislation was first put out, I had some reservation as to how it would affect our people and the taxpayers in this sense. So I because my concern was the issue of raising cost to our people, that isn't something I would normally champion. So I talked to Congresswoman Rivard at length about it, and then I also just pulled old legislation, the former piece of legislation, and then this one, and compared the numbers. And so I rested with the fact that our tax commission knows what they are doing. They've done the math themselves. They're trying to make us current. And also I think they're trying to achieve keeping revenue here with the nation. And so that was a new bit of information here for me, that typically people will initially tag their vehicles with the nation, and then they will move their renewals to the state because the state is cheaper to do so. And so I did not know that that was an issue. And I support the idea of keeping the revenue here with the nation. And so I just ran the numbers. And so for those that might be listening and might be concerned that this is going to drastically raise your cost, it is not. What this does is it balances out the expenses across the board and makes them more fair. And so it actually brings our renewal costs down and makes them even and fair across the board. So if there are fears and reservations that this is going to drastically raise cost, it is not. For some it might, but then for most it will not, and it will balance out. So that was my initial reservation, but I don't have those same reservations now. I think this is a good piece of legislation. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member? Okay, roll call vote.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It passes, and ONCA 2352 is now law. Congresswoman Brevard.
Yes, thank you. I'd like for you to please read the veto message regarding ONCA 23-53.
To the Honorable Alice Goodfox, Speaker of the Osage Nation Congress and members of the 8th Osage Nation Congress, pursuant to the provisions of Section 11 of Article 7 and Section 14 of Article 6 of the Osage Nation Constitution, I hereby transmit my objections to ONCA 2353, entitled An Act to Amend the Liquor Tax Up to 7% and to Establish an Alternate Effective Date. Legal counsel has advised the alternate effective date on this bill would make it effective prior to Department of Interior approval, which is violation of established federal law and policies on the regulation of liquor on federal land. Based upon these objections, I hereby veto ONCA 2353.
Speaker.
Congresswoman.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to make a motion to vote on a veto override regarding ONCA 23-53.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion.
Discussion, Speaker.
Congresswoman Brevard.
Yes, thank you. I ask again, Assistant Chief, that please tell Kahika that I respectfully disagree with his veto message regarding ONCA 23-53. Principal Chief Standing Bear vetoed this bill based solely on the effective date and due to the fact that the law must be certified by the Secretary of the Bureau of Indian Affairs and published in the Federal Register to be effective. I wish he had taken the time to discuss the issue with his own tax commission, because they would have let him know that the Attorney General has already advised them they have the sole authority to enforce and waive the tax laws. The Tax Commission is in the process of submitting this law to the Secretary of the Bureau of Indian Affairs through the Attorney General's office. The Tax Commission does not intend to enforce the amended law until it has been published in the Federal Register. There is nothing in the Supreme Court decision of Rice versus Rayner, 463 U.S. 713, 1983, that dictates the effective date of the tribal ordinance coordinating with the publication of the ordinance in the Federal Register. It seems counterintuitive to me to base the effective date of our own law on the federal government's timeline when we are our own sovereign nation. I would also like to note that this bill was filed, heard on first reading, sent to committee where it was discussed in a public meeting with notice, then heard on second reading before the Congress, and finally on the third reading, where it was voted upon. The Chief's office had plenty of opportunity to object or offer amendments to this law, but we heard absolutely nothing until this veto message. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member? Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Brevard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It passes, and ONCA 2353 is now law. Okay, we are still in motions and notices.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, I ask that the Speaker read the veto message for ONCA 2351.
Second.
Motion and a second. To the Honorable Alice Goodfox, Speaker of the Osage Nation Congress and members of the 8th Osage Nation Congress, pursuant to the provisions of Section 11 of Article 7 and Section 14 of Article 6 of the Osage Nation Constitution, I hereby transmit my objections to ONCA 2351 entitled An Act to Amend 15 ONC 21-102A to amend the definition of benefits and to establish an alternate effective date. This bill is an attempt by the Osage Nation Congress to control benefits within the executive branch. This is a violation of the separation of powers doctrine. Just as the principal chief cannot regulate, manage, or command benefits within the Osage Nation Congress or the Osage Judicial, neither may the Osage Nation Congress regulate, manage, or command benefits of the executive branch. The Osage Nation Supreme Court has long ago decided that such actions are against the Constitution of the Osage Nation. See Standing Bear versus Whitehorn, SCO-2015-01. We have a three-branch system of government, and each branch shall not seek to control the functions of the other. We are aware that previous legislation sponsored by Congressman Potts, ONCA 2045, An Act to Amend ONCA 1439 to revise the definition of benefits to disallow elected officials from receiving cash payments when they elect to decline health insurance coverage and to establish an alternate effective date. That legislation was rejected by many of the same proponents of ONCA 2351, ONCA 20-45, would have essentially the same effect in Osage law as ONCA 2351. ONCA 2351 also presents legal errors. The proposed definition of inappropriately places payroll taxes, Social Security taxes, Medicare and workers' comp insurance premiums paid under federal, state, and tribal law. As stated in the law, these are requirements of federal, state, and tribal law, not benefits. Additionally, the alternate effective date would adjust the benefits for elected officials effective immediately. This provision would violate Article 6, Section 7, which says compensation may be increased or decreased by law from time to time thereafter, but no increase or decrease shall be effective until the legislative year following the next general election for members of the Osage Nation Congress. The language would also offend Article 7, Section 10, the annual salary and expense allowance for the Office of the Principal Chief and Assistant Principal Chief shall be prescribed by Osage law and shall not be increased or diminished during that term of office. My hope is that we can set this issue aside and work on more important issues facing the people of the Osage Nation. Based upon these objections, I hereby veto ONCA 2351. Sincerely, Jeffrey M. Standing Bear, Principal Chief. Discussion?
Speaker.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. This bill, it's in its original form from the last time that we had to go around with it, but I just wanted to say that one of the reasons I filed the bill this time was because
I'm sorry, Congresswoman.
Yes.
You asked me to read the veto message.
Yes.
Are you asking to are you making a motion to override?
I'm sorry, yes, I forgot to make the motion to override. Motion to override the veto for ONCA 2351.
Second.
Motion and a second. Okay, I'm sorry.
Now discussion. Yes. Thank you. Okay, so the reason I filed this again was because of Congressman Potts' bill to grant the same to the employees of the nation. And of course, since that time, he's withdrawn that bill after much discussion on it. And it was turned down that the employees would be allowed to do the same thing. So that was my thought. That was my purpose. If we're not going to allow the employees, then why would we allow ourselves to do such a thing? And simply my purpose in that, to take the extra in lieu of funds for these benefits. So I'm not sure how the vote, I don't know that we have the votes to override this or not, but it's something that is heavy on my mind all the time for those that do take the in lieu of money. So that's my discussion.
Any other member? Okay, I have discussion. So you're right. The bill with the cash in lieu, and I've had a lot of people contact me on this recently. So the elected officials get, we received a pay increase. This body voted for a pay increase, which will take effect June of 24. The members know who voted yes for that and who voted no. This will essentially become a $72,000 a year position. And at the way that we have it, you can also elect to get health benefits at over $8,500 and get that on top of the $72,000. Now that doesn't start until June of 24. So right now we get $65,000 and you can elect to get $8,500 in health benefits just paid out in cash. And that's true for all elected officials minus judicial. Judicial's not a part of this because in law, it's not allowed to be a part of this. So there was a pay increase for Congress seats, and there was a pay increase to $115,000 for the assistant principal chief's position, which was done through the 7th Osage Nation Congress, and a pay increase also for the principal chief position to $150,000 done by the 7th Osage Nation Congress also. And not everyone voted for that, but that passed. And so the bill was filed for employees to receive what the elected officials receive, and then it was withdrawn or actually postponed indefinitely by the sponsor. So I'm in agreement. I've always been in agreement that if we allow it for ourselves, it should be allowed for the employees that come in Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. And if we are okay with having it, and the main argument was we can't afford it. So we can't afford it for our employees, but we can afford it for ourselves. And that just doesn't sit well with me. It never has. And so I will be a yes vote to override this veto. Any other further discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Congressman Bickhorst?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
No.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It fails. We are still in motions and notices. We are towards the end of our agenda of everything we have, and the speaker will entertain a brief recess to consult with our budget analyst so I can get some notes prepared for an end of session report.